Wall Street bailout bill did not get to the fundamental root cause of the economic downturn. This area, the Tampa Bay area, has been in an economic slump for over a year, and it was disheartening to see that President Bush just woke up to this fact 2 weeks ago. But on the bailout bill, it does not protect taxpayers, and after holding many foreclosure workshops throughout the Tampa Bay area, what we need to attack the root cause of the problem is to help people stay in their homes. That was not contained in the bill, and I couldn't support it.
So something else needs to be done. Can you give us an example of what kind of legislation might be coming next?
Well, we need to tackle it from many different points. First, we need to help homeowners stay in their homes. And I'm not talking about bailing out folks that have been irresponsible. We're talking about just families, if it's their principal homesteaded residence, if they need a little breathing room to get them in touch with the lender and work out a new loan, a new payment plan. Second, we have to have a new jobs program. We passed in the House new jobs for infrastructure building. Here in Florida, that would mean highways, bridges, rail lines, water infrastructure projects. And I'm hoping the Senate is going to take that up and the President. And it was very disconcerting to me that the jobs element and the homeowners element was not contained in a $700 billion bailout package. So we've got a lot of work to do. A lot of this is going to happen after we elect a new president. I hope it's Barack Obama, because we need a change in direction in this country.